It's a group of young men from Memphis, Tennessee, billing themselves as the Jazz Ensemble of Memphis. And the title cut from their recent debut album, released in 2024, titled Playing in the Yard. That's an old Sonny Rollins tune. Sonny recorded it back in the early 70s. And the Jazz Ensemble of Memphis, putting their spin on it. The group includes musicians ranging in age from 17 on up to 26. Yeah, 26, that's the oldest musician in the band, tenor saxophonist Charles Pender. The youngest is drummer Curtis Gray. He's just 17. Trumpeter Martin Carradine, bassist Liam O'Dell, and keyboardist Deontay Payne round out the group. The Jazz Ensemble of Memphis, here on Jazz from the Heart of America. I'm Dan Binder, along with you for the program, and good to have you with me for the show. As always, we welcome those of you tuned in on VOA stations all around the world, including our many stations across the continent of Africa, like 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya, 102.5 FM in Freetown, Sierra Leone, and 94.1 FM in Monrovia, Liberia. We appreciate that you're listening and tuning in for the sound of this great art form, jazz music. Next up, well, it's vocalist Karen Allison, who comes from the jazz city of Kansas City. That's the city that brought us Charlie Parker many years ago. Karen Allison, one of the more recent exports, but she's been at it for several decades now with a wonderful recording and touring career. And one of the things that Karen Allison does really well is she takes on the classic Brazilian bossa nova material and sings in both Portuguese and English. And we're going to hear a bit of that on this next piece. Here's Karen Allison with the classic Manhã de Carnaval, the morning of the carnival, here on Jazz from the Heart of America.
Manhã tão bonita, manhã. Na vida uma nova canção, cantando só teus olhos, teu riso, tuas mãos, pois há de haver um dia em que verás das cores do meu violão. Só teu amor procurou. Vem uma voz, fala dos beijos pedidos nos lábios wonderful day and stay here in my heart. Canta o meu coração. Thank you.
classic composition from the pen of Cole Porter, played for us here by Antonio Adolfo, pianist and arranger who's had a string of real nice records over the last several years, in which he takes songs either from the American Jazz Songbook or the Broadway Standards or songs from his Brazilian countrymen and rearranges them with his ensemble. And we heard right there his version of Night and Day. Antonio Adolfo, his new release titled I Love Cole Porter. We also heard from vocalist Karen Allison and her take on a Brazilian classic from the songbook of Luiz Bonfá, Manhã de Carnaval, The Morning of the Carnival. Karen Allison with musicians including Yotam Silberstein on the guitar and Victor Gonçalves on accordion. Karen Allison, her new release, just out in 2024, called A Kiss for Brazil. I'm Dan Binder, along with you here on Jazz from the Heart of America, and I've got time for just one more to close. We're going to give you another one from an album we've been enjoying in recent months, organist Mike LaDon and his Groover Quartet and Gospel Choir. This is called Let Us Go. That's organist Mike LaDon, his Gruber Quartet, and Gospel Choir together for a tune called Let Us Go. Exuberant sounds coming from Mike LaDon's 2024 release, Wonderful. And that closes it out for this edition of Jazz from the Heart of America here on VOA. I'm Dan Binder. Be sure to join me again at this same time next week for another program spotlighting some of the finest examples of musical creativity that come from within this art form we call jazz. This program comes to you each week from the studios of WDCB, the radio station known as Chicago's Home for Jazz. Thanks again for being along with me to enjoy the music together. I'm already looking forward to sharing more of these great sounds with you soon. For now, till the next time we talk, keep the rhythm of jazz in your step as you walk. Be cool, keep swinging, and have a beautiful week.